I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello and welcome to Babysitting Trevor, a podcast where me, Carl Donnelly, and my mate Chris Martin are going to spend 6 weeks babysitting our friend Trevor Crook. He is an Australian stand-up comedian. He's in his mid to late 50s, but won't actually tell us the exact age. And currently he spends, I'd say, 90% of the day in his pants, on the sofa, watching cricket and hiding Jaffa cakes from his wife, Julia, as well as sometimes making quite dodgy comments on websites. So me and Chris have decided to stage an intervention. Each week, we're going to set Trevor homework, tasks, things that are just going to get him out of the house, bring him into the 21st century, take him off Julia's hands, give her a bit of respite, and probably give us and you a good laugh. Here's a little clip of us discussing spirituality, where Trev gives us an insight into the weird life he's led.
I lived with a Scientology family for a while. And,
did you?
Oh, yeah, for a while in Sydney I did. They were really into it. They'd go, you have to give all your money to the church. Like, this bloke was he had his own roof tiling business. Like, successful.
What's with all these spiritual trade in these stories?
But he was doing it very well. But he had to give all of his fucking money to the church. And he was living like a pauper, you know what I mean? And his kids were all fucking brainwashed, robotic type. They'd all have these sayings to come out with. Now, with them...
Why were you living with them?
I was... he wanted me to teach karate. I was a karate teacher.
It's going to be fun, isn't it? If you want to get involved, it goes live on the 13th of April. Go to iTunes, subscribe there. It's on Acast, subscribe there. If you want to find out more information, why not follow us on Twitter at babysittingtrev or go to facebook.com/babysittingtrev. And yeah, just enjoy the series, guys.